Holy Communion. To discuss Holy Communion, we always begin with the Passover from Exodus chapter 12, which was first celebrated on the night that Israel escaped from captivity in Egypt. The Passover meal was Israel's reminder of God's deliverance. The blood of the lambs marked the homes of the faithful. This miraculous rescue set Israel on the path to a land of promise. Jesus kept the Passover with his disciples on the night of his betrayal. But in the midst of that remembrance of past deliverance, he added something new. This broken bread I share is my body. This cup of wine that I share is my blood. And soon after that meal with his disciples, Jesus sacrificed his life once and for all. The new Passover lamb was sacrificed that all people might be set free. The waters of death were held back that God's people might be set on the path of life. From the earliest days of the Christian church, Holy Communion was celebrated every time a congregation gathered together. There is no way to underestimate the importance of regular participation in the meal of a new kingdom. And so our liturgy is centered on both the Word, the Bible, and sacrament, Holy Communion. God's gifts are so much more powerful than anything we can create. Holy Communion is a meal of remembrance, remembering God's presence and God's peace. The meal is a foretaste of the kingdom to come, a preview of coming attractions. It celebrates Christ in our midst. Communion is the wedding feast in which Christ marries himself to his church. It is the family meal in which our Savior again and again comes to us in a most precious way. In this meal, we receive the gifts of forgiveness and strength for our daily lives. This is a spiritual meal for spiritual lives. For many years in our recent past, Lutherans didn't take communion all the time because there was a fear of trivializing the meal. There was a concern that we would take it for granted if it was offered too often. We have rightly returned to a historic tradition of celebrating this meal every time we gather as one. Now, if you are parents with younger children, talk about the traditions you have at home, like birthday parties and Thanksgiving meals. Why do you have a certain menu and a certain routine for those annual events? Why are tables decorated and special attention given to the traditions year after year after year? When those questions are answered, it's easier to begin talking about this special meal we call Holy Communion. It's holy because God has given it, and he is present with us in this meal in a special way. He really is. And it's communion because it gathers God's family and makes us one with him. Explain to your children that the altar is like a table that the whole family gathers around. And since we can't all fit at it at once, we keep walking up until everyone has had a chance to sit at the table. The tradition of the last few centuries of the church has been to wait until children are older for them to take communion. Now, that might be after or before confirmation, but many churches even have younger children come up to the table and receive a blessing so that no one is left out. This begins the opportunity that you as a parent have to begin talking about communion with your children at home. As soon as your kids express an interest or ask, "When can I take communion?" that's the time to start answering their questions and teaching them what communion means. And please, talk with your pastor and ask for any ways that your pastor can help with that effort of love.